National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is Normal News. I'm Chris Goldstein. Our stories this week include: cannabinoids offer novel therapy for gastrointestinal disorders, counties Proposition 215 challenge can go forward, and New Zealand Parliament to debate measure to legalize medical cannabis. Information about these stories and membership in the Normal Foundation is available at norml.org. First this week from Mainz, Germany, cannabinoids offer novel therapy for gastrointestinal disorders. Cannabinoids protect the gastrointestinal or GI tract from inflammation and abnormally high gastric secretions, and could potentially treat numerous GI-related disorders such as Crohn's disease and irritable bowel syndrome, according to review data published in the Journal of Endocrinological Investigation. Investigators at Germany's Johannes Gutenberg University report that activation of the body's cannabinoid receptors protect the gastrointestinal tract from inflammation and modulate gastric secretions and intestinal motility. Quote, "For such protective activities, the endocannabinoid system may represent a new promising therapeutic target against different GI disorders, including inflammatory bowel diseases, functional bowel diseases, and secretion and motility disorders," close quote, they conclude. Though the use of cannabis to treat symptoms of GI disorders has been reported anecdotally for several decades, virtually no clinical trials on the subject have been conducted. Survey data reported last fall in O'Shaughnessy's, the Journal of Cannabis and Clinical Practice, found that Crohn's patients experienced subjective benefits from cannabis, including pain relief and increased appetite. German investigators at the University Hospital in Munich are now assessing the efficacy of cannabis extracts for the treatment of Crohn's. Researchers in the United Kingdom also reported last year that cannabinoids promote healing in the gastrointestinal membrane and may provide therapeutic relief to patients. Next this week, counties Proposition 215 challenge can go forward. A lawsuit filed earlier this year by San Diego County supervisors arguing that the state's 10-year-old medical cannabis law should be preempted by the Federal Controlled Substances Act can move forward, a Superior Court judge has ruled. The ruling rejects a motion filed in March by State Attorney General Bill Lockyer, who argued that the supervisors disliked the law but had no legal standing to challenge it. The judge is expected to set a trial date in the case imminently. San Diego's supervisors filed suit in January rather than comply with a 2004 state law mandating county officials to issue identification cards to authorized medical marijuana patients. Local governments from San Bernardino and Merced counties have since joined the suit. According to a recent telephone poll of San Diego County voters, 78% of respondents said that they opposed the supervisor's lawsuit. Finally this week, from Wellington, New Zealand, New Zealand Parliament to debate measure to legalize medical cannabis. Members of Parliament will debate legislation that seeks to allow authorized patients to use cannabis therapeutically. The proposal, backed by the Green Party, would allow physician-supervised medical cannabis patients authorized to register with the government and be issued an identification card, exempting them from criminal arrest. Quote, "Strict regulation of medicinal cannabis and supervision of use by a doctor will allow patients access to an effective medicine and prevent the unjust conviction of those for whom it provides relief from their illness," close quote, the Green Party stated in a press release. Cannabis offenses comprise 80% of all drug arrests in New Zealand. Statistics indicate that New Zealand law enforcement arrests a greater percentage of their citizens for marijuana violations than any other nation. This has been Normal News from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. More information about these stories and membership in the foundation is available at norml.org. Normal has a new weekday podcast, Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Find out more at normalaudiostash.com. Tune in every week to Normal News, right here on this station, your cell phone, computer, or iPod. I'm Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.